Dear friends in Christ, Jesus is calling. Do you hear him? Today I want to talk about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. I don't know about you, but we follow lots of different things. Maybe we follow the news. This week was quite a lot of stuff in the news. A new president on Friday, marches across the country on Saturday. Maybe you follow people who blog. Maybe you follow people on Facebook. You like certain things. We know what it looks like to follow in that way, but that's pretty passive. When Jesus invites us to follow him, what does that mean? What does that look like? I think we get a sense of that when we hear Jesus and how he approaches his disciples. Our text today comes at a point from Matthew chapter 4 where Jesus had been baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, and then for 40 days he went off in the wilderness by himself to prepare himself to resist temptation and to be strengthened for his ministry. And so it's out of the wilderness, out of the desert, out of this time of trial that Jesus begins proclaiming the good news. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's kingdom has come near. Repent. And so Jesus begins to teach and proclaim this good news. But in order for this message to get beyond himself, he invites others people to walk with him. He sees a couple of fishermen out in their boat, Simon and Andrew, and he calls them. He says to them, follow me. But he makes this amazing promise, I will make you fishers of men. But Jesus isn't done. He sees James and John, sons of Zebedee, and while they're mending their nets, he says, come, follow me. And where scripture tells us that immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. What does this mean when Jesus says, follow me? For the disciples, it was pretty evident, right? Stop what you're doing and do something different. For them, it was to leave their occupation as fishermen. And Jesus says, if you follow me, I will make you fishers, not of fish, but fishers of men. The amazing thing about this for me is Jesus is kind of like a rabbi, a teacher, inviting these disciples to share his life, to walk with him, to talk with him, to eat with him, to watch him and observe, but also to learn from him. What I think about when I hear the words, follow me, Jesus invited them into a relationship with himself. And this is pretty powerful, because sometimes when we think about church, we think about religion. It's a set of rules of things that we need to do. As long as we come to church on Sunday morning and read our portals of prayer, as Lutherans, we're in pretty good shape, right? Sometimes we think that. But I think follow me is a deeper invitation for us. It's an invitation for us not just to do things, but to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus, in fact, in the scripture says, if you believe in me, I will come and dwell in you. My Father and the Spirit will be with you. And so as believers, as people in this day and age, when Jesus says, come, follow me, he's inviting us into a relationship with him. And it's hard, though, because I can't come up to Jesus like I can Todd. I can shake your hand. I can say, how you doing? And I can see in your eyes, we have a relationship, okay? It's a little bit harder with Jesus, isn't it? I haven't seen Jesus, have you? We can't see him. And yet he's given us his word. And it's different talking with a person than being in scripture. But Jesus promises that we encounter him in his word. We encounter him. Jesus is the word. And so one of the great ways that we're called into a relationship with him is to be in scriptures on a regular basis every day, because it's there that we meet Jesus. Jesus in his day with the disciples, They followed him. And when they followed him, he said, I will make you fishers of men. Note that Jesus is not saying you have to become. Jesus is promising. He is challenging them. I'm going to work in your life in such a way that I'm going to allow you to join me in my mission to seek and save the lost. I'm going to make you. I'm going to do the work of changing you so that you become fishers of men. And so the disciples followed Jesus. And Jesus began his ministry by going where people were. He went to the synagogues. He went to the villages. And he went to where people were at. And he began to teach and perform miracles so that soon people came to him. And the disciples watched. They walked alongside of him. They saw that Jesus, at the heart of who he was, at the heart of his mission, he was on a grand adventure to redeem and restore all people to his Father's kingdom. That's what Jesus came to do. Ultimately, that led Jesus to the cross. Ultimately, he knew that to redeem and to restore, he had to offer his life for our sake. Just like you redeem a coupon at a store, Jesus offered his life to redeem us from sin, to redeem us from darkness, to redeem us from death into life. But something that happened around the death of Jesus that changed, that transformed the disciples. When they saw Jesus, his body dead on the cross, buried in the tomb, they thought it was over. But what happened on the third day? Jesus rose from the dead. And the disciples saw Jesus. They touched him. They ate with him. Jesus was more than just a ghost. Jesus was a resurrected body, a person living, for death had been defeated. And I'm here to say that those disciples were transformed because they knew that Jesus wasn't just a good teacher, but Jesus was someone who had defeated death. Jesus was the first fruits of all that were to come. He invites us to follow him into death that we may truly live. So after that day of Pentecost, the disciples were on fire. But all they had to tell about is what they experienced, what they saw. As they were following Jesus, they shared their stories of what that meant to them. And that experience brought other people to Jesus. As I think about our experience, Jesus, as he leads us, he's saying, follow me and share your stories. Share your stories of how I've helped you in times of trouble. Share your stories of how that rock, that foundation has helped you stay solid even when the circumstances of your life were flowing around you. Tell people about what it meant for you to be in relationship with other Christians who encouraged you, who supported you, who walked alongside of you. Share your stories with the world of what God has done for you. I think that's at the heart of being a fisher of men, is that we take what we have received and we share what God has done for us through his word, through his son, through our lives. God has brought us from death to life. He's changed us from a sinner, dead in our sin, to a saint, alive in Christ. When we share that, God's at work. Now, I do want to let you know that Jesus is inviting us to come with him, not go for him. Even though Jesus has ascended to heaven, he's still at work in this world today, seeking and saving the lost, seeking to redeem and to restore. And so this is an important distinction. Jesus says not, you know, to think that if I go for Jesus, that I have to do the work. Jesus says, go with me. Come with me and let me do the work. Because that's what Jesus, his work is, to save, to restore, to change hearts. And so he invites us to go with him, letting him do the heavy lifting while we do the little things, the listening, the caring. Jesus does the heavy work Jesus does the changing of hearts, of lives, of souls, and he invites us to do the little things. He invites us to watch for Jesus at work, and that when we see Jesus at work, to recognize and then respond to the work that Jesus is doing around us so that we might join him in his mission. If this kind of sounds familiar, about a year ago, we did Joining Jesus on a Mission, and this is what we were talking about, watching for Jesus, working around us, that when we saw somebody hurting, should we just ignore them? Say, it's too bad for you. No. All right. We want to help. When we see somebody with a need, we want to say, how can I walk alongside of you? When we see somebody in the midst of a trial, how can I care for you to let you know that you're not alone? And so we watch for those little things that we can join Jesus in his mission. And as we do those little things, as we share the love of Jesus Christ in little ways, it adds up. And Jesus softens people's hearts. He changes people's lives as we are Christ's hands and his feet in this world. Being a fishers of men, I think it's about doing the little things. It's about caring. It's about living generously. It's about acts of kindness. Even when maybe people don't even recognize them or acknowledge them, when we do the little things, we're being Christ in this world. And so I want to challenge you, as you dig in God's word, to wrestle with these questions in your life, because God calls you to be fishers of men. He calls you to ask each and every day, Jesus, what are you up to today? Who have you brought into my life that I can share a little thing with? Maybe a phone call or a note, or maybe a conversation or a cup of coffee. Jesus, what are you up to today, and how would you have me join you? Because Jesus, I know you're at work in the lives of the people around me. Jesus, use me. Here am I. Make me a fisher of men. Together, may this be our prayer. Together, may this be our journey, that all people may be saved. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you are a God of love. Even when we are lost and in darkness, we're dead in our sin, in your mercy and your love, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us, to redeem us, and to restore us to true life. Jesus, help us walk alongside of you. Help us take time in prayer and in scripture and in spiritual relationships, and to just, Lord, not just to be in the pews, but help us to be in relationship with you and in relationships with others. Use us, O Lord, that in the little things, others may experience your love, your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness through us. Help us, O Lord, be fishers of men. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.